sufficient Houston on 2 for any available crew member.
Houston station on 2. I think you've got every crew member listening. What you got?
I'm not surprised. Well, first of all, good morning, Ohayou gozaimasu, and buongiorno. You probably already heard it somewhere that today's attempt is going to be waived off. And so we are going to pursue a different timeline than what you have on orbit right now. So I would like for you to go and look at Jedi message 677, M1 will have a PDF with a screenshot of the timeline that we will actually follow today and information on where to find the execute notes and the procedures themselves. And then, of course, if you have any questions, we'll be standing by for anything down here, and you will have more flight controllers coming in later on today to help with everything else. How'd you copy so far?
Copy so far.
The first thing, I believe that you might not have been alerted yet, but I'm alerting you now. Other than the blood draws for Mike and Zena, all the other ones will be waived off, so stand down on those. And then go ahead and review that message and come back down to us with any question.
Copy. Thank you, Luca.
It's a pleasure to talk to you guys today. I wasn't expecting that, so it's a treat for me.
They couldn't get us a landing, but they got us Luca Formatato.
Almost as good. Almost.
Houston Station on 2. Buongiorno, Luca.
Buongiorno, Mike. Great to hear from you. Go ahead.
That's great to see that the roles have been reversed. Glad to hear your voice. Hey, just to let you know, for the new schedule, I can start my blood draw earlier, and I was suggesting that we can start it coming up soon. I'm already in the beautiful Columbus and getting things organized. The camera is on. Welcome aboard. And I probably will be using Space to Ground 4 to say hi to our instructor.
Mike, you are clear to go on Space to Ground 4. It will be privatized, and the same for the camera views. And I believe that they are ready for you.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for blood draw.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Hey, when we get KU, of course, you're welcome on back on board in Columbus. We were successful in getting three tubes drawn, no troubles whatsoever. We had great training. Well, Zena now is loading up the centrifuge, and we should easily meet our time limits. The serial barcode numbers are in a crew note, and let us know if you have any questions so far.
Okay, we copy all. Good to hear, and we'll look forward to seeing that crew note.
Huntsville Station on 2.
We're with you on 2.
Hello. Just giving you guys the warm fuzzy that our tubes are centrifuging, and those numbers are 5-2-2-2-8, 2-9, and 3-0. We'll take pictures after they're done.
And thank you, Zena. We copy all.
So, station on 2 for blood draw and centrifuge.
Go ahead on 2.
Looks like our centrifuge spin is complete. And if nobody has any objections, I'd like to continue on with the procedure, removing the tubes from the centrifuge, taking photos, and taking it over to the Melfi.
And, Mike, we have no concerns. You go to continue.
Roger that. If I have questions along the way, I'll ask. If not, I'll just let you know when we're done. Thank you.
Sounds good, and we'll be here.
So, station on 2 for blood draw and Melfi.
We're with you on 2, Mike.
Hey, you guys probably saw this, but I deposited the blood samples from this morning into Melfi 3, Doer 3, Tray A, Sections 3-4, per the procedure. So I think we are DUN done.
And yes, Mike, we did see indications of that on the ground, so I concur. We are done.
Thanks. Nice working with you this morning.
You as well. Happy to have you on board.
Station on 2 for the Dragon video setup activity.
Station Houston on 2, go ahead.
Good morning, Luca. Thanks for being with us today. I've got the floater camera set up to the Node 2 number 1 encoder. Can you guys make sure that you have a good downlink?
We are putting it in work, and I'll get back to you in a second. And it's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Good, Johnny's with you on 2.
I have some communication for you, and also some of them are for the rest of the crew as well. The first one is that we do have good videos. We see it. And later on through the day, as we advance in activities, we will ask you to readjust the view for us. The second communication is that all the items that you need for the upcoming activities are in Node 1 Deck 2. It's two 4.0 CTBs, serial number 5043 and 5204. The first one is called Contingency Seat Items, and the second one is Crew Dragon Pallet Hardware. And the last piece is for everybody. I don't think it's a big deal, but in the original Optimus, if you guys look, there are some visual task list items that refer to a possible waiving of the undocking. We do not want you guys to execute those because we expect a 24-hour delay for now, and so it's not worth it to go into those. So just stick to the Jedi message and to the Optimus view that you have right now. On that message, and everything will be good.
Okay, copy all. You got a good video. I had the 2.4.0 CTV serial numbers, and then I'll let everyone know not to execute any of the contingency undock related items on the task list.
Perfect readback, Johnny. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member. Good morning again. Just wondering if we are good to come on board. We noticed that lab camera is on, and we just wanted to make and double check that we are good to go.
Let me flip through and see, but I'm sure you guys are. Look back with you. Yeah, you guys are welcome aboard the lab camera.
Thank you. Coming up.
With
you on 2, go ahead.
So I've got the hatch egress indicator in my hand, but question on the part. Who's in there? I figured it out.
That's how we like it.
This is station on 2. Question, stow track, step 3.12.
If you on 2, Johnny.
Hey, Luca, this step is expecting me to stow an empty CTB. The CTB is mostly empty. It just has a two bungee cords and an empty Ziploc bag called, mostly rubbed off. It looks like Emer something supply tools. I'm thinking that I can trash or reclaim the Ziploc bags, and then I can just put back the bungee cords. Just want to make sure that those bungee cords aren't for something you need.
Hey, Johnny, we look into it. Give us 2 minutes, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, take your time. Station Houston 2, question on step 5.01.
Go ahead with your question, Johnny.
Luca, so the final destination for these 3.5 CTPs is serial number 5036, that 1.0 CTP. That thing is completely full. It is not able to fit any more items, so I was wondering if you all can give us a suggestion while Zena and I continue to work.
Copy that. In step 5.01, the 1.0 CDB 5036 is too full to add anything.
Works.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Sotrak.
Hey, Luca.
Hey, Johnny, the first item is about the Ziploc bag that you reported for item 3.12. We just wanted to confirm that it is indeed empty, and if that's so, you can reclaim it. Is it possible that the label on that bag was Emergency Air Supply Toolkit?
Okay, yeah, it is indeed empty. And no, the EMER Air Supply Toolkit is a really nice plastic bag. It's got heat seals for each individual tool, and I verified that that was already transferred. So this Ziploc bag in question is indeed empty.
Perfect. You can go ahead and claim that bag. As for the bungees, we were going to instruct you to put it in the same bubble wrap of 5.01. So for now, we are obviously not going to instruct you to do that, and we're going to come back with more instructions for both item 5.01 and the bungees.
Okay, look, those bungees are pretty small, so they can fit into 5.036 if that's where you want them.
Johnny, thank you for the feedback. Then, yes, please, go ahead and stow the bungees in 5.036.
Go. Cool. Station stow note on Space Ground 2 for steps 6.01 and 6.02.
Go ahead on 2.
Luca, I think this might be a typo, but the current and final locations for both of these steps refer to Crew 10. I think you meant it's supposed to be for Crew 11. Just want to make sure.
Tony, you are correct. That's for Crew 11.
Okay, this is in work.
Houston Station on 2 for Stow Track Step 6.02.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Hey, Luca. We are configuring the survival gear and life raft in the Crew 11 Dragon, and I think the intention here is that we will need to disconnect the life raft from the survival gear. My suggestion is to leave the carabiner on the survival gear and the lanyard tucked into the life raft bag. There's a long white lanyard that connects the survival gear to the life raft. Does that match ground expectations?
Station Houston on 2, we copy your suggestion. There is a link in that step that opens up procedure 2.509, and the step you're referring to is 3.3. It's an if statement. And then when you open that one, it details exactly the expectation from the ground, but I believe it matches what you just mentioned. Just go ahead and refer to that.
Okay, copy. Thanks. Houston Station on 2 for Stow Track 6.01.
Right on 2.
Just making sure we are all on the same page here. Should we be at 6.01 executing that entire reference procedure 2.509?
We are checking. Mission Eastern on 2 for Stow Track.
With you on 2.
So looking at Stow Track, it looks like Step 6 and Step 7 reference the same link, the same procedure, which is XTP to only have Step 3 and Step 13. Those two steps should be running to what Stow Track means in Step 6 and Step 7 and the sub-steps.
Okay, so we will run all of 2.509, which should match up and take care of Stow Track 6.01 and 6.02 and 7.
Station Houston on 2 for Stow Track. So if you execute the procedure 2.509, that includes some extra steps for the foam. So if you execute that and then double check on Stow Track, everything should be complete.
Okay, copy. With that in mind, the XTP procedure has us stow that foam spacer per Stow Track or per the stow note, and we don't have a stow note. Wondering where we should stow the foam spacer. That's in 2.509, step 3.1.
Station Houston on 2 for Stow Track. And step 3.1. I will catch you on the other side and explain what we're trying to do here.
Okay. Station on 2 with additional question on step 7.01 for Stow Track.
Hey, Johnny, if you can stand by for a second, we are talking about that step on the ground, and I'll get back with you with a more complete picture.
Take your time.
Station Houston on 2 for StarTrack for the both for step 5.01 and 7.01 and the procedure. I have a series of information for you guys.
Luke, on to you, ready, copy.
Okay, so this should be all connected. For step 3.1, the foam spacer should go into the 4.0 CDP that you actually referenced earlier, the one that's called Crew Dragon Pallet Hardware, number 5204. And this is for, and she called earlier about it. And our suggestion is that if it doesn't fit as it is, you can remove some of the content of that 4.0 CDP. See, there's individual 1.0s that we will be needing to during the day. So you can remove some of those in order to fit the foam spacer. And then if you continue referencing that procedure, for you, Johnny, on step, in figure 3, you will see that there is a good picture of what is the expected configuration. So, there is, it's an HDI inside the bubble wrap. And what we're expecting to do is to remove the HDI, the hatch depress indicator, and put the three half CTBs inside the bubble wrap once that is out, and then install the HDI in between the life raft and the bubble wrap. How do you guys copy all that? And please let me know if it doesn't make sense.
Copy all, Luca. The bubble wrap bag 5036, even if I remove that HDI, it's going to be pretty full. So we can do our best to get those 3.5 CTBs in there, but it is pretty packed. And Luca, I'm sure you're tracking, but this is all related. If you saw Nina's crew comments in step 4.02, this bubble wrap CTB does not even contain the three sleeping bags, the three Orion sleeping bags. And so my follow-on question, which I think was step 7.01, is if you were okay with me installing the bubble wrap CTB 5036 into Dragon, even without the three of the sleeping bags.
Johnny, we copy your question. Let us think about it.
Okay, take your time. Station Station on 2, just a heads up, I'm going to turn off the floater cam for Dragon just to help clean up some cabling.
We copied, Johnny.
Station Station on 2 for Star Trek.
Go ahead on 2.
Okay, we are in 2.509, step 3.4, where we need to install that 1.0 CTV with the bubble wrap. So let us know when you've got an answer on what all needs to stay in or come out of that bag. And then in the meantime, would you guys be able to configure comms in our Dragon?
And we'll put that in work for the comms in Dragon. And for that 1.0 CTB called bubble wrap, we'll get an answer to you as soon as possible. Just for my own personal understanding, can you confirm that inside that 1.0 CTB, currently you have a bubble wrap and the HDI, and that's all there is at this stage?
It includes those items, but there's a lot more than that. Luca, we also have the tools, the CTB, and four towels, also bungee cords.
Okay, copy. We are tracking all of that. And so at this point, but it seems like we still need to put more things in there, and we'll get back to you with a plan as soon as we have it on the ground.
Okay, copy. We'll hit pause on that just because the shape is kind of bulging on that 1.0 CTV, and also it does not contain the Orion sleeping bags. I don't want to put a misshapen CTV in the Dragon on the cargo pallet.
Okay, we copy. We copy, Ann. We'll get back to you with a plan.
Okay, thank you.
Station Houston on 2, the audio is configured in Dragon at this point.
Thank you so much, Luca.
Dragon, you stand on 2 for Zina.
Yeah, on 2, Luca.
Hey, Zina, 2 requests for you. The first one is not to strap down the ammonia 2.0s right now, because we might want to use that for some of the items. And the second question for you is, do you think you could fit the 3 half CTBs in there?
Check, but my instinct is no. I'm not strapping it down very tightly, just kind of attempt stowing.
Okay, copy. Zina, the plan at this point would be for the sleeping bags to stay in 5070, which is where you stow them per your crew note on stow track. And then we were hoping to stow the 3 half CTBs, the 3 empty half CTBs into the 2.0 ammonia CTB that you're manipulating right now. And then we would still want the HDI to go in between that CTB, the one called bubble wrap and foam. Sorry, between the bubble wrap CTB and the raft.
Hey, copy all, Luca. I just checked, and I think there actually will be room for those 3 half CTBs in the orange ammonia filter 2.0. I'm not sure that there will be enough space for the 1.0 called bubble wrap in its current config without putting a lot of pressure on our survival rafts, which I'm hesitant to do, but I will check.
And Zina, that's also taking into consideration removing the HDI from that CTB.
Well, we would be removing it from that CTB only to then stick it in between the CTB and another CTB, so it's effectively the same volume.
I understand. Thank you, Zina.
Is there any preference on the orientation of that orange ammonia filter bed 2.0? It's a little bit rectangular, and so I could maybe flip it 90 degrees and get a little bit more space in here.
Zina, we copy your suggestion. If you rotated that the 2.0, would it interfere with the EMER air supply mount?
Check it. Okay, just flipped it 90 degrees, and that actually improves things a lot. So now the hinge of the lid on that 2.0 is closest to seat 1 on the vehicle port side.
Hey, Luca, Johnny on 2. Have some words, might be unhelpful help, but let me know when you're ready to listen to an overview of what I think might help.
Get ready for your words.
And pointed out in the document under the ISIS homepage, Ops Products, Control Documents, document under SpaceX True Dragon, and then this one is called EMER Hardware Configuration Reference, quote, English. And if you open that document, it has the final config of the 5 crew no seat liner. And if you look in the 1.0 CTB bubble wrap in this document, does not have the towels, which is what we have currently in the 1.0 CTB bubble wrap. I think those towels should be going into the 2.0 CTB U.S. ammonia filter bed bag, which would then provide enough room in the 1.0 CTB for the 3 half CTBs. I'll copy.
Session is done on 2 for Johnny. We copy your all your comments, and it looks like there are some differences between different Dragon, and the reference that you mentioned is out of date right now. So for now, let's see if Zina can fit those 3 half CTBs into the 2.0 and keep the towels into the 1.0 or bubble wrap. And it sounds like it's a one-for-one trade anyway, and the biggest thing, obviously, is the sleeping bags, which right now are in 5070, and we would like to keep them there. So let's continue with this path, and then we'll see if that works.
Okay, I will execute as you instructed. Thanks.
Station on 2 for Dragon Ether Hardware Config.
Go ahead on 2.
Luca, we did have good success getting those three half CTBs into the ammonia filter bed bag, that large 2.0. It's pretty stuffed tight, but we've got the cargo pallet strap cinched down so that the zipper of the 2.0 isn't under tension. We were also able to get the bubble wrap 1.0 in between the life raft and the ammonia filter bed bag 2.0. The HDI, my strong recommendation is to just tuck it under the cargo strap on top of the 2.0 and on top of the bubble wrap rather than in between the bubble wrap and the life raft, so that we're not putting a lot of pressure on the life raft or inadvertently pulling on one of the lanyards as we try to get out the Dragon HDI if we need to in a depressed case.
Hey, Zina, we are watching you as you referenced those bags. We are okay with HDI being on top. One thing is that if you reference the picture in that procedure that is linked from StoTrack, the double rack and the life raft are swapped. And we see you smiling, so you're good to go.
Great, you are. One follow-up question on that config. Is there a specific reason that we want the bubble wrap bag in front of the life raft bag if we had to emergency depart station and splash down? I would want quick access to the life raft, personally.
Hey, Zina, I hear you as a pilot personally. However, it's a CG issue, and given the configuration, it's currently very, very sensitive, so we'd like to stay in the prescribed configuration as it is.
And station on 2 for Dragon.
Hey, Ann, with you on 2, go ahead. Oh, hey, sorry,
hey,
Zina.
This is Zina working on 2.509, step 3.8, and wondering if we've got a good wrap config here with the ammonia kit on top of the 2.0 ammonia filter bed bag. The straps are not really holding down the life raft.
Yeah, Zina, that's a good question right there. So right now we are good with the config as long as in this zero-G config everything is snug enough to where they're not going to float away. On reentry on here, the config is going to look a little different. That ammonia bag on top is not going to be there, so we think it'll be cinched down nicely at that point. No copy.
Okay, copy all.
And Zina, while I've got you right here, the camera that you're using, we're looking at it down here, and it looks like it's going in and out of our downlink. Can you check the port on that one, make sure it's nice and solidly plugged in there?
Okay, we double-checked the connection there.
Hey, Zina, back with you on 2. So sorry, your call got cut off in a hand over there. We don't have KU anymore right now, but right before we lost it, we did see your camera view, so we think we're okay. When we get KU back, we'll check and we'll let you know if we need anything else on there. I'll copy.
And we did double-check the cable connections. I think it's just a finicky cable.
All right, that sounds good. And actually, KU just came back, and we see a nice view. Thanks for that. And just to let you know, for your own SA, later on today, we're going to be doing a C-check on here. And during that check, we're going to be checking the rotation and make sure we've got a good envelope and we're not blocking that seat from rotating. So we'll get that check later on.
Yep.
Station Houston on 2 for Ann.
Then go ahead on 2 for Ann.
Hey, Ann, got a request for you. Could you give the flight director console a call when you have a second?
I sure can.
Station Houston on 2 for Zina, and a quick question on packing.
With you on 2.
Hey, Zina, so we were looking at the downlink photos for the packing job from earlier today, so thanks for those on there. There was one area that we wanted to double-check with you. We had one strap that we think is just slightly out of frame, so we'll get a confirmation. The strap is the one that runs along the length of the pallet. We couldn't see it all that well, so just wanted to see, can you confirm is that one connected and secured nicely?
So there are a couple that run along the length of the pallet. There is one that is like across everything, across the top of the ammonia measurement kit, not actually touching the life raft, but kind of going diagonally above it and back. So that's going from the side hatch side up towards the forward hatch and then back. And then there's another strap along the side that is in between the ammonia bed bag 2.0 and the life raft, in between those on pallet 7 and on pallet 5, the EMER air supply. Is that the one you're talking about? Jason, we've got the video camera for you if you guys have good KU.
That's a great view right there. That's what we needed, so we are happy. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for talk at your convenience.
Head on 2.
Hey, Talk. We are ready to support your SOPI activity whenever you would like to get started. Your PD ENG is available on Space to Ground 4, and you are go in step 1.2.
Okay, I will switching to Space to Ground 4 and go for step 1.2. You work.
Station Houston on 2 for Dragon Seat Config at your convenience for step 7.8.6.
Is he on 2?
Hey, Zena, I wanted to give you a heads up here. It looks like in your tool gather for what you're working right now, we neglected to get a specific Torx bit that you're going to need for 7.8.6. There's one fastener that needs a T40 Torx. I've got a location for that whenever it's convenient for you to grab that.
Copy all.
All right, copy that. When you get close to that step, just let me know, and I'll give you the location for your T40.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, stand by on working on that strut there, Zena. Give us a minute. Yeah, Zena, so we're watching on here, and the strut you were about to work on right there is actually not one that we need adjusted on there, so we don't want you to break torque on that one. Okay, copy.
Houston Station on 2 for Seat Dragon Reconfig, step 7.8.6.
Hey, Johnny, I bet you're looking for a T40.
Got. No, actually, we're good. So there, I did a deconfig for Crew 10 Dragon. There were 40 fasteners. All the fasteners were T30 that were Torx. And it appears to be the same case for Crew 11 Dragon. So only a T30 is required, just for future reference.
All right, even easier. Thanks for the report.
Houston Station on 2 for Dragon pallet seats.
With you on 2, go ahead.
And if there's anybody from X as experts watching, feel free to get them enabled on Space to Ground so we can just talk directly. But we've got an additional strap here that I don't see. We're working 2.511. I'm looking at figure 44. And this strap in my left hand is going kind of the same orientation as strap golf. I'm wondering if that is a strap we should have removed that I missed, or that wasn't in the procedure to remove, or where this strap fits into the picture.
And copy that. We're taking a look at the figure right now. Give us just a minute, Zena.
Thank you.
Okay, Zena, back with you on here. So good eye catching that one right there. That looks to be a new strap that was not accounted for in the procedure. So sorry about that. Our recommendation for that is go ahead and just flip it to the other side of that pallet, so between that pallet and the Dragon wall, and cinch it up really nice just so that it's out of Johnny's way on there. How copy?
Strap. Yeah, we copy. That sounds great.
Copy that. Thanks, Zena.
Houston Station on 2 for pallet seat.
We're here, Zena. Go ahead.
Hey, Johnny caught me just in time, maybe. I had not yet taken photos of each of the brackets with all of the fasteners before installing the survival kit in place. We're able to get some photos of the fasteners, wanting to make sure that we meet your intention with these photos here.
Yeah, Zena, thanks for checking in on that. Absolutely. We're looking for a best effort from the photos that you can. We'll take a look, and then if we think we need anything else, we'll work it with SpaceX and let you know later.
Okay, copy all.
All right, thank you.
And the only note I would add is that strap 7F2
This is the one closest to C7-2. Had a little bit of fraying on it right where it attaches to the bracket.
All right, thanks for that info right there. Do you think you can get some pictures of that fraying for us in its current configuration?
I can.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dennis.
And station on 2 for PMA-2.
And go ahead on 2.
Hey, it's Paper. We were just chatting about all of the stowage that's in PMA-2. There's crew members, suitcases, and some other items in there in addition to all the EMER light hardware. And then we looked ahead at the schedule and could not find an activity to move all of that. Just curious if we're missing an activity or if that's part of the IDA closeout. Just want to make sure that we're not missing the stowage removal.
Copy that, Vapor. We're checking. Standby 1. Vapor, back with you on 2 for PMA-2 when available. Yeah, so that's a good question right there, and there's a couple different pieces to that. So first off, the EMER light bags that are currently in PMA-2, we do have a plan on the day after undocking to get those moved out, so that clears up some space. As for the suitcases that you're looking at in PMA-2, our thought down here was that would be a good location to keep those suitcases. However, if you think that it's going to make it too crowded and in the way, we've got a couple options of where we might be able to put those, or we'll take your suggestion. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
Okay. Sorry, we were thinking that the No2 forward hatch would be closed after we leave tomorrow and just wanted to make sure they were still accessible. But if they're going to be accessible after we leave, then I think that's a great place for
it. Copy. Let's double-check that real quick. Stand by. Yeah, Vapor, sorry. We just wanted to double-check on something. I know with all these changes, we're piecemealing the plan together here. So, but yes, you think that's a good location for those PMA, in the PMA for those suitcases. Our intention is to keep that hatch open. If we do plan to close that hatch off for any length of time, we'll let you guys know and we'll get those suitcases out of there. How does that sound?
Great. Yeah, we just want to make sure that Crew 11 and Johnny had suitcases after we leave. So, if after the closeout the No2 forward hatch stays open, then it's a non-issue. Thanks.
Yeah, and it'll be one of those situations where we'll close it off for the actual undock, but then post-undock, our intention is to open it back up and should be in good shape. But we'll track and make sure we don't get those things sealed off in there with no access.
Awesome. Thank you very much for the double check.
Yep, no problem. Station Houston for Zena or Johnny.
Got you.
Hey, Johnny, just wanted to let you know, if you're looking for a location for that pallet hardware, the 4.0 CTBs, Node 1, Deck 2 is a good spot.
Okay, and what about...
Hey, Johnny, back with you on 2. Lost you in a handover real quick. Can you repeat your last?
Got it. Just wondering, so I copy you want the 4.0 CTB 5204 Crew Dragon pallet hardware to be Node 1 Deck 2. Can I also put the other 4.0 CTB we've been using, and that would be 5043... called contingency seat items, or that you go to PMM.
Yes, sir. You can put that second one in Node 1 Deck 2 as well, and just let you know a little bit later on, we'll have an activity to get those moved back into the PMM. You don't have to do that right now.
You copy all and work. Thanks.
No problem. Johnny, Houston is with you on 2 when available for the check.
Yeah, 2.
Hey, Johnny, I just want to give you a heads up here. We do have the ground teams on console that are ready to support the fit check whenever you are ready for that one right there. When you're ready to get into that fit check, that floater cam that you had on was a great view that we were using. We'd love to have that back whenever you're ready to go. Happy to support.
Great. We'll be ready here in a couple minutes. I'm going to get a new battery for that floater cam and find a third person to be the camera person.
Sounds great. Thanks, Johnny. Station Houston on 2 for Zena. When available.
Yeah, 2.
Yeah, Zena, so remember earlier this morning when you were dealing with that bubble wrap CTB, packing it in there? We noted you said there was a set of bungees inside that bag. We were taking a little bit deeper look on here, and it looks like we've got some updated information. Those bungees were actually not part of the CG config. So we would actually like to get those bungees out of that bubble wrap CTB, if at all possible. I'll copy.
Not really possible.
All right, appreciate it, Zena. Sorry for the go back on that one.
The bungees are removed and temp stowed in PMA-3.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
You bet. I am also temporarily removing the Dragon Ford hatch HDI and the ammonia measurement kit since they stick up above the life raft, since my understanding is we're going to want to check seat rotation here.
Copy that. Happy with that plan. Thanks, Zena.
Station on 2 for seat kit check.
With you on 2, Johnny.
Got it. We're about ready. Do you want to see me in the seat before the seat rotation or afterwards? Or both?
Yeah, Johnny, we'd like both on here, so get a good view of you before the rotate and after.
Okay, we'll get that set up. Give us a few mics.
Copy, thank you.
Send station on 2 for the urine receptacle R&R.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, we're in 4.12, the flush water depress line. It's pretty clear all the way up to where the T-clamp is, and then just aft of the T-clamp up to where the collar is, there's a little bit of discoloration. We also found quite a bit of lint there. We're going to take some pictures for you guys, but just wanted to give you a heads up.
Copy that. Appreciate that right there. We'll wait for the photos and let you know.
And just to be clear, it doesn't look like damage, just discoloration.
Copy that.
Station for Dragon Crew 10.
With you, Ann, go ahead.
Scott, one of the things on the departure day timeline is a series of pretty detailed photos of the cargo area of Dragon. Since most of that is already in its final config, I went ahead and took a bunch of those photos, and hopefully that might save us some flailing if there's any corrections tomorrow. For reference, it's the activity on my current Optimus timeline, not the PDF version, but the regular one, at 11:50. The Dragon cargo photo, and I just put those photos on SFC7. So that is the final closeout of everything except for the two CTBs that we're inputting tomorrow. And if you guys wouldn't mind getting those over to SpaceX, I would appreciate it.
Copy that. Thanks for that added work there, Anne. We really appreciate it. We'll get those over to SpaceX.
Thanks, and I know that we'll need to redo most of it tomorrow for overviews, just for a final closeout, but hopefully this will catch any discrepancies that we could fix before then. And if you happen to hear back from them tonight about any discrepancies, please feel free to call those up, and we'll get those fixed.
We'll absolutely do that. Thank you, Ann. Appreciate it.
And station on 2 for pallet seat fit check.
And we're with you, Zena. Go ahead.
Hey, we've got Talk in here helping us with the video floater cam. So let us know what additional views you guys need. And meanwhile, I can take some still photos. This is Johnny in the pallet seat with the seats reclined.
See, we're taking a look. Thanks, Zena. Stand by. Yeah, Zena, we are taking a look at this right here. The free floater camera, the image is going in and out, so it's taking us a little more time right now. We don't see the view, but it pops in every so often. Zena, could you pull back the camera a little bit so we could get a wider view of Johnny down to his hips?
I'm pulling back the camera for you now. Thank you.
All right, Zena, that's perfect. Thanks. We are happy with that view. Let's move to the next view on here. We'd like to get a side view if you could rotate over 90 degrees so we can be looking at Johnny from the side.
Work.
All right. Thank you very much, Zena. That was a great view as well. We are happy with that. All good. No further need for video on our end. Appreciate the help with that one.
Hey, glad you like it. And with that, we'll go ahead and get out of the way of the seats and get in a good, safe config for seat rotation, and then we'll have Johnny hop back in. Before he gets all the way out, are there any photos that you would like specifically? We got a good overview shot, but hoping you got all you need from the video.
Checking. Yeah, Zena, so the key shots we're looking at here is a good overview that's basically from head to seat, and then a good profile view. Those are the key ones we're looking for. If you've got those, then we are happy.
Okay, got the overview, but didn't get a still photo from the side in addition to the video, so I'll have Johnny hop back in.
Appreciate that, Zena, right there. While Johnny's getting back in, can you confirm for us if you did the emergency mask buddy check in 12.5?
That'll be in work as well.
Great, thank you. And Station Houston on 2 for Ann and suitcases.
Houston Station on 2. Good, buddy, breathe, mask check.
Copy that. Thank you.
Station on 2 will be ready for seat rotation in 2.511, step 13.3.
Copy that, Zena. We'll be ready.
Houston Station on 2 for the WC activation. Are we going to internally at MA or staying on the UPA?
UPA, please.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dragon is in 5.330, rotate seats, section 2, yes pathway.
Copy and standby 1. A couple more words coming your way.
Standby.
Yeah, Zena, just want to make you aware here, on the video that we're looking at here, it looked like there was a chance there could be some hoses in the way. Our recommendation here is to have you in position to be able to watch the pallet so that you can stop any rotation that might inadvertently damage any hardware. I'll copy.
Yeah, so my command to halt seat rotation is on the displays, so I need to be in my seat at the displays.
Yeah, and
my understanding from the procedure is a safe location for us is either in the seats or out of Dragon. I do see these hoses that you're talking about, and I will just get them Velcroed out of the way. Does that sound like a good plan?
Checking. Yeah, Zena, back with you on here. We're good with you Velcroing those out of the way. Our main concern with the rotation is to make sure somebody could have eyes on the pallet to be able to halt the rotation in time. So if you think you guys can take care of that within the current config that you were in, great. If not, we'd recommend have another crew member have eyes on the pallet just to make sure.
Okay, copy. My personal recommendation is to have us in the seats just so nobody is down here while the seats are rotating.
Copy that. We're good with that plan if you are.
And station on 2 for the urine receptacle R&R, it is complete, and the number of uses is 88,831.
All right, copy that. Thanks for the count right there. Appreciate your help with that. I've got one other item for you, if you have a second, regarding the suitcases that I mentioned earlier in PM2. Yeah, so you helped us out quite a bit right there. Once we started thinking about those suitcases, we realized we actually do want to get those out of PMA2. We've actually uplinked a message. It's number 684. It gives you a location of where to put those suitcases. If you would like to take care of that now, feel free to access the message. If not, we can definitely make an activity for tomorrow to move those. But thanks for the catch. Got us thinking about that one.
Hey, copy. Message 684. We'll put that in work today, so we don't need to do it tomorrow.
That sounds great. Thanks for the help.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for Dragon Seat Rotation. We are now in 2.2. We've got Kimia as a floater, so he'll have eyes on, and then Johnny and I will be in seats 2 and 3 for the seat rotation. We've checked all of the locations that need to be clear in 2.2.
That's great. Thanks for that right there. We are go for you to rotate.
Go for rotation. Houston Station, we've paused seat rotation. It looks like that 2.0 is touching the seat actuator.
And copy that. 10 seconds to a handover. We'll be back with you right after.
Copy. Houston. Dragon seats.
And we're here, Zena. Your comma's a little broken.
Okay, so we halted seat rotation. The 2.0 orange CTB U.S. ammonia filter bed bag that's all the way towards the seat actuators on cargo pallet 6 was contacting the actuators, so we paused seat rotation. And we took out 3 half CTBs, 3 empty half CTBs that we'd been asked to put in that bag earlier this morning. That did help. One other thing that's going on here is we also had to rotate that 2.0 bag 90 degrees this morning. So the hinge is towards seat 1 on Dragon's port side, the lid hinge of that 2.0 CTB. I think it nominally should have the hinge of the 2.0 CTB facing towards the seat actuators, and that makes the bag a little bit skinnier. However, there was a 1.0 CTB 5036 bubble wrap that is quite stuffed, and so we had to rearrange some things this morning.
Yeah, copy that, Zena. Thanks for all of those. We are actually tracking the same down here. With the current configuration that you're now in, do you think that you have the clearance you need for the rotation? Or do you still need something to change?
I think with this current config, with the half CTBs removed from that 2.0, that it would be okay. It's pretty tight. There's about a half inch of clearance between the edge of the bag and the seat actuator. So it's tight, but it's doable.
Copy that. Stand by. We might have a few more words for you. And Zena, back with you. Thanks for the patience. We're just working on getting comfortable with the config here. So at this stage, at this point, if you feel like you have the clearance for the rotation and you think Kimmy is able to keep eyes on the clearance, we're okay with that config. If you don't think that that's possible and you think you need a little more room, we do believe that rotating at one bag 90 degrees back to its original config is the way to go. We also recognize to be able to do that, you'll have to undo some of the packing. So I wanted to get your thoughts on, should we go through that extra redo to move that bag, or do you think you've got good eyes up for the clearance?
We've got good eyes for the clearance. I cinched down the straps a little bit, so there's maybe an inch of clearance now. So we'll have Kimmy to keep eyes on. I think in order to rotate the 2.0 90 degrees, we would have to remove some items from the 1.0 bubble wrap CTB.
Yeah, copy that. We're thinking the same. So if you're comfortable, then we're go to pick up with the rotation.
Okay, copy. Okay, Houston, back with you. We're continuing in 5.330, 2 Bravo decimal 5, commanding once again. Okay, we're about halfway down.
Copy that. We're standing by.
Houston, seats are rotated. We did maintain clearance the whole time. It got a little bit tighter as the seat actuators continued all the way to the upright position. Johnny's hopping in his seat now.
That's great news. Thanks, Zena.
And also, Houston, when you've got the bandwidth, we'll take a recommendation on what to do with those 3 half CTBs that came out of the 2.0 ammonia filter bedbag.
Copy that. We'll take a look. Hey, Zena, so plan for those CTBs. Once we're done with this procedure right here and the seats are back into their nominal recline position at this point, you can go ahead and repack those empty CTBs back where you found it and put the HDI and everything else back. How copy?
Okay, copy that.
Just for some added essay for you, if we really do get into this config and we have to use this configuration on here, we'll have a different stowage configuration, so those CTBs will not stay in that position. So just giving you that essay.
Okay, copy. I like that plan.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
On 2-4 Dragon Galaxy, we've got Johnny Fitzek in Alex 7 config with the seats upright. And we've got
that's great news. Go to continue.
Mission Houston on 2 for any available crew member.
Houston Station on 2. I think you've got every crew member listening. What you got?
I'm not surprised. Well, first of all, good morning. Ohayou gozaimasu and buongiorno. You probably already heard it somewhere that today's attempt is going to be waived off. And so we are going to course to a different timeline than what you have on orbit right now. So I would like for you to go and look at Jedi message 677, 677. M1 will have a PDF with a screenshot of the timeline that we will actually follow today and information on where to find the execute notes and the procedures themselves. And then, of course, if you have any questions, we'll be standing by for anything down here. And we will have more flight controllers coming in later on today to help with everything else. How'd you copy so far?
Copy so far.
The first thing, I believe that you might not have been alerted yet, but I'm alerting you now. Other than the blood draws for Mike and Zena, all the other ones will be waived off. So
we'll spend down on those and then go ahead and review that message and come back down to us with any question.
Copy. Thank you, Lucas.
It's a pleasure to talk to you guys today. I wasn't expecting that, so it's a treat for me.
They couldn't get us a landing, but they got us Luca Formatato.
Almost as good. Almost.
Houston Station on 2. Buongiorno, Luca.
Buongiorno, Mike. Great to hear from you. Go ahead.
That's great to see that the roles have been reversed. Glad to hear your voice. Hey, just to let you know, for the new schedule, I can start my blood draw earlier, and I was suggesting that we can start it coming up soon. I'm already in the beautiful Columbus and getting things organized. The camera is on. Welcome aboard. And I probably will be using Space to Ground 4 to say hi to our instructor.
Mike, you are clear to go on Space to Ground 4. It will be privatized, and the same for the camera views. And I believe that they are ready for you.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for blood draw.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Hey, when we get KU, of course, you're welcome on back on board in Columbus. We were successful in getting three tubes drawn. No troubles whatsoever. We had great training. Well, Zena now is loading up the centrifuge, and we should easily meet our time limits. The serial barcode numbers are in a crew note, and let us know if you have any questions so far.
Okay, we copy all. Good to hear, and we'll look forward to seeing that crew note.
Huntsville Station on 2.
We're with you on 2.
Hello, just giving you guys the warm fuzzy that our tubes are centrifuging, and those numbers are 5, 2, 2, 2, 8, 2, 9, and 3, 0. We'll take pictures after they're done.
And thank you, Zena. We copy all.
So, station on 2 for blood draw and centrifuge.
Go ahead on 2.
Looks like our centrifuge spin is complete. And if nobody has any objections, I'd like to continue on with the procedure, removing the tubes from the centrifuge, taking photos, and taking it over to the Melfi.
And, Mike, we have no concerns. You go to continue.
Roger that. If I have questions along the way, I'll ask. If not, I'll just let you know when we're done. Thank you.
Sounds good, and we'll be here.
So, station on 2 for blood draw and Melfi.
We're with you on 2, Mike.
Hey, you guys probably saw this, but I deposited the blood samples from this morning into Melfi 3, Doer 3, Tray A, Sections 3, 4, per the procedure. So I think we are DUN done.
And yes, Mike, we did see indications of that on the ground, so I concur. We are done.
Thanks. Nice working with you this morning.
You as well. Happy to have you on board.
Station on 2 for the Dragon video setup activity.
Station Houston on 2, go ahead.
Good morning, Luca. Thanks for being with us today. I've got the floater camera set up to the Node 2 number 1 encoder. Can you guys make sure that you have a good downlink?
We are putting that in work, and I'll get back to you in a second. And it's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Good, Johnny's with you on 2.
I have some communication for you, and also some of them are for the rest of the crew as well. The first one is that we do have good videos. We see it. And later on through the day, as we advance in activities, we will ask you to readjust the view for us. The second communication is that all the items that you need for the upcoming activities are in Node 1 Deck 2. It's 2 4.0 CTBs, serial number 5043 and 5204. The first one is called Contingency Seat Items, and the second one is Crew Dragon Pallet Hardware. And the last piece is for everybody. I don't think it's a big deal, but in the original Optimus, if you
if you guys look, there are some visual task list items that refer to a possible waiving of the undocking. We do not want you guys to execute those because we expect a 24-hour delay for now, and so it's not worth it going to those. So just stick to the Jedi message and to the optimist view that you have right now on that message, and everything will be good.
Okay, copy all. You got a good video. I had the 2.0 CTV serial numbers, and then I'll let everyone know not to execute any of the contingency undock-related items on the task list.
Perfect readback, Johnny. Thanks. Mission Houston on 2 for any available crew member.
On 2.
Good morning again. Just wondering if we are good to come on board. We noticed that lab camera is on, and we just wanted to make and double check that we are good to go.
Let me flip through and see, but I'm sure you guys are. Let's go back with you. Yeah, you guys are welcome aboard the lab camera.
Thank you. Coming up. If you want to, go ahead.
So I've got the hatch egress indicator in my hand, but question on the part. Put an error, but I can't figure it out.
That's how we like it.
Mission station on 2, question stow track step 3.12.
If you on 2, Johnny.
Hey, Luca, this step is expecting me to stow an empty CTB. The CTB is mostly empty. It just has two bungee cords and an empty Ziploc bag called, mostly rubbed off. It looks like Emer something supply tools. I'm thinking that I can trash or reclaim the Ziploc bags, and then I can just put back the bungee cords. Just want to make sure that those bungee cords aren't for something you need.
Hey, Johnny, we look into it. Give us 2 minutes, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, take your time. Station Ground 2, question on step 5.01.
Go ahead with your question, Johnny.
Luca, so the final destination for these 3.5 CTPs is serial number 5036, that 1.0 CTP. That thing is completely full. It is not able to fit any more items. So I was wondering if you all can give us a suggestion while Zena and I continue to work.
Okay, copy that. In step 5.01, the 1.0 CTP 5036 is too full to add anything.
Works.
Mission Houston on 2 for Johnny and Stotrak.
Hey, Luca.
Hey, Johnny, the first item is about that Ziploc bag that you reported for item 3.12. We just wanted to confirm that it is indeed empty, and if that's so, you can reclaim it. Is it possible that the label on that bag was emergency air supply toolkit?
Okay, yeah, it is indeed empty, and no, the Emer air supply toolkit is a really nice plastic bag. It's got heat seals for each individual tool, and I verified that was already transferred. So this Ziploc bag in question is indeed empty.
Perfect. You can go ahead and claim that bag. As for the bungees, we were going to instruct you to put it in the same bubble wrap of 5.01. So for now, we are obviously not going to instruct you to do that, and we're going to come back with more instructions for both item 5.01 and the bungees.
Okay, look, those bungees are pretty small, so they can fit into 5.036 if that's where you want them.
Johnny, thank you for the feedback. Then, yes, please, go ahead and stow the bungees in 5036.
Go. Station stow note on Space Ground 2 for step 6.01 and 6.02.
Go ahead on 2.
Luca, I think this might be a typo, but the current and final locations for both of these steps refer to crew 10. I think you meant it's supposed to be crew 11. Just want to make sure.
Johnny, you are correct. That's for crew 11.
Okay, this is in work.
Houston Station on 2 for stoke track step 6.02.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Hey, Luca. We are configuring the survival gear and life raft in the Crew 11 Dragon, and I think the intention here is that we will need to disconnect the life raft from the survival gear. My suggestion is to leave the carabiner on the survival gear and the lanyard tucked into the life raft bag. There's a long white lanyard that connects the survival gear to the life raft. Does that match ground expectations?
Station Houston on 2, we copy your suggestion. There is a link in that step that opens up procedure 2.509, and the step you're referring to is 3.3. It's an if statement. And then when you open that one, it details exactly the expectation from the ground, but I believe it matches what you just mentioned. Just go ahead and refer to that.
Okay, copy. Thanks. Houston Station on 2 for stow track 6.01.
Go ahead on 2.
Just making sure we are all on the same page here. Should we be at 6.01 executing that entire reference procedure 2.509?
We are checking. Mission Houston on 2 for stow track.
With you on 2.
So looking at stow track, it looks like step 6 and step 7 reference the same link, the same procedure, which is XTP to only have step 3 and step 13. Those two steps should be running, probably should be running to what stow track means in step 6 and step 7 and the sub-steps.
Okay, so we will run all of 2.509, which should match up and take care of stow track 6.01 and 6.02 and 7.
Station Houston on 2 for stow track. So if you execute the procedure 2.509, that includes some extra steps for the foam. So if you execute that and then double check on stow track, everything should be complete.
Okay, copy. With that in mind, the XTP procedure has us stow that foam spacer per stow track or per the stow note, and we don't have a stow note. Wondering where we should stow the foam spacer. That's in 2.509, step 3.1.
Station Houston on 2 for stow track. And step 3.1. I will catch you on the other side and explain what we're trying to do here.
Station on 2 with additional question on step 7.01 for stow track.
Hey, Johnny, if you can stand by for a second, we are talking about that step on the ground, and I'll get back with you with a more complete picture.
Roger, taking time.
Station Houston on 2 for stow track for the both for step 5.01 and 7.01 and the procedure. I have a series of information for you guys.
Luke, on 2, ready to copy.
Okay, so this should be all connected. For step 3.1, the foam spacer should go into the 4.0 CDP that you actually referenced earlier, the one that's called Crew Dragon Pallet Hardware, number 5204. And this is for, and she called earlier about it. And our suggestion is that if it doesn't fit as it is, you can remove some of the content of that 4.0 CDP. See, that's individual 1.0s that we will be needing to during the day. So you can remove some of those in order to fit the foam spacer. And then if you continue referencing that procedure, for you, Johnny, on step, in figure 3, you will see that there is a good picture of what is the expected configuration. So, there is an HDI inside the bubble wrap, And what we're expecting to do is to remove the HDI, the hatch depress indicator, and put the three half CTBs inside the bubble wrap once that is out, and then install the HDI in between the life raft and the bubble wrap. How do you guys copy all that? And please let me know if it doesn't make sense.
Copy all, Luca. The bubble wrap bag 5036, even if I remove that HDI, it's going to be pretty full. So we can do our best to get those 3.5 CTBs in there, but it is pretty packed. And Luca, I'm sure you're tracking, but this is all related. If you saw Nina's crew comments in step 4.02, this bubble wrap CTB does not even contain the three sleeping bags, the three Orion sleeping bags. And so my follow-on question, which I think was step 7.01, is if you were okay with me installing the bubble wrap CTB 5036 into Dragon, even without the three of the sleeping bags.
Johnny, we copy your question. Let us think about it.
Okay, take your time. Station on 2, just a heads up, I'm going to turn off the floater cam for Dragon just to help clean up some cabling.
We copied, Johnny.
Station on 2 for Star Trek.
Go ahead on 2.
Okay, we are in 2.509, step 3.4, where we need to install that 1.0 CTB with the bubble wrap. So let us know when you've got an answer on what all needs to stay in or come out of that bag. And then in the meantime, would you guys be able to configure comms in our Dragon?
And we'll put that in work for the comms in Dragon. And for that 1.0 CTB called Bubble Wrap, we'll get an answer to you as soon as possible. Just for my own personal understanding, can you confirm that inside that 1.0 CTB, currently you have a bubble wrap and the HDI, and that's all there is at this stage?
It includes those items, but there's a lot more than that. Luca, we also have the tools, the CTB, and four towels, also bungee cords.
Okay, copy. We are tracking all of that. And so at this point, but it seems like we still need to put more things in there, and we'll get back to you with a plan as soon as we have it on the ground.
Okay, copy. We'll hit pause on that just because the shape is kind of bulging on that 1.0 CTB, and also it does not contain the Orion sleeping bags. I don't want to put a misshapen CTB in the Dragon on the cargo pallet.
Okay, we copy. We copy, Ann. We'll get back to you with a plan.
Okay, thank you.
Station Houston 2, the audio is configured in Dragon at this point.
Thank you so much, Luca.
Dragon Houston 2 for Xena.
Down 2, Luca.
Hey, Xena, two requests for you. The first one is not to strap down the ammonia 2.0s right now, because we might want to use that for some of the items. And the second question for you is, do you think you could fit the three half CTBs in there?
Check, but my instinct is no. I'm not strapping it down very tightly, just kind of attempt stowing.
Okay, copy. You know, the plan at this point would be for the sleeping bags to stay in 5070, which is where you stow them per your crew note on stow track. And then we were hoping to stow the three half CTBs, the three empty half CTBs into the 2.0 ammonia CTB that you're manipulating right now. And then we would still want the HDI to go in between that CTB, the one called the bubble wrap and the foam. Sorry, between the bubble wrap CTB and the raft.
Hey, copy all, Luca. I just checked, and I think there actually will be room for those three half CTVs in the orange ammonia filter 2.0. I'm not sure that there will be enough space for the 1.0 called bubble wrap in its current config without putting a lot of pressure on our survival rafts, which I'm hesitant to do, but I will check.
And Zina, that's... It's also taking into consideration removing the HDI from that CTB?
Well, we would be removing it from that CTB only to then stick it in between the CTB and another CTB, so it's effectively the same volume.
I understand. Thank you, Zina.
Is there any preference on the orientation of that orange ammonia filter bed 2.0? It's a little bit rectangular, and so I could maybe flip it 90 degrees and get a little bit more space in here.
Zina, we copy your suggestion. If you rotated that the 2.0, would it interfere with the EMER air supply mount?
Check it. Okay, just flipped it 90 degrees, and that actually improved things a lot. So now the hinge of the lid on that 2.0 is closest to seat 1 on the vehicle port side.
Hey, Luca, Johnny on 2. Have some words, might be unhelpful help, but let me know when you're ready to listen to an overview of what I think might help.
Get ready for your words.
And pointed out in the document under the ISIS homepage, Ops Products, Control Documents, document under SpaceX True Dragon, and then this one is called EMER Hardware Configuration Reference, quote, English. And if you open that document, it has the final config of the 5 crew no seat liner. And if you look in the 1.0 CTV bubble wrap in this document, does not have the towels, which is what we have currently in the 1.0 CTV bubble wrap. I think those towels should be going into the 2.0 CTV U.S. ammonia filter bed bag, which would then provide enough room in the 1.0 CTV for the three half CTVs. I'll copy.
Session is turned on 2-4, Johnny. We copy your all your comments, and it looks like there are some differences between different Dragon, and the reference that you mentioned is out of date right now. So for now, let's see if Zina can feed those three half CTBs into the 2.0 and keep the towels into the 1.0 or bubble wrap, and it sounds like it's a one-for-one trade anyway, and the biggest thing, obviously, is the sleeping bags, which right now are in slide 070, and we would like to keep them there. So let's continue with this path, and then we'll see if that works.
Okay, I will execute as you instructed. Thanks.
Station on 2 for Dragon Ether hardware config.
Go ahead on 2.
Luca, we did have good success getting those three half CTBs into the ammonia filter bed bag, that large 2.0. It's pretty stuffed tight, but we've got the cargo pallet strap cinched down so that the zipper of the 2.0 isn't under tension. We were also able to get the bubble wrap 1.0 in between the life raft and the ammonia filter bed bag 2.0. The HDI, my strong recommendation is to just tuck it under the cargo strap on top of the 2.0 and on top of the bubble wrap rather than in between the bubble wrap and the life raft so that we're not putting a lot of pressure on the life raft or inadvertently pulling on one of the lanyards as we try to get out the Dragon HDI if we need to in a deeper case.
Hey, Zina, we're watching you as you referenced those bags. We are okay with HDI being on top. One thing is that if you reference the picture in that procedure that is linked from StoTrack, the double rack and the life raft are swapped. And we see you smiling, so you're good to go.
Right, you are. One follow-up question on that config. Is there a specific reason that we want the bubble wrap bag in front of the life raft bag if we had to emergency depart station and splash down? I would want quick access to the life raft, personally.
Hey, Zina, I hear you as a pilot personally. However, it's a CG issue, and given the configuration, it's currently very, very sensitive, so we'd like to stay in the prescribed configuration as it is.
And station on 2 for Dragon.
Hey, Ann, with you on 2, go ahead. Oh, hey, sorry,
hey,
Zina.
This is Zina working on 2.509, step 3.8, and wondering if we've got a good wrap config here with the ammonia kit on top of the 2.0 ammonia filter bed bag. The straps are not really holding down the life raft.
Yeah, Zina, that's a good question right there. So right now we are good with the config as long as in this zero-G config everything is snug enough to where they're not going to float away. On reentry on here, the config is going to look a little different. That ammonia bag on top is not going to be there, so we think it'll be cinched down nicely at that point. No copy.
Okay, copy.
Yeah, and Zina, while I've got you right here, the camera that you're using, we're looking at it down here, and it looks like it's going in and out of our downlink. Can you check the cord on that one, make sure it's nice and solidly plugged in there?
Cool. Okay, we double-checked the connection there.
Hey, Zina, back with you on 2. So sorry, your call got cut off in a hand over there. We don't have KU anymore right now, but right before we lost it, we did see your camera view, so we think we're okay. When we get KU back, we'll check and we'll let you know if we need anything else on there. I'll copy.
And we did double-check the cable connections. I think it's just a finicky cable.
All right, that sounds good. And actually, KU just came back, and we see a nice view. Thanks for that. And just to let you know, for your own SA, later on today, we're going to be doing a C-check on here. And during that check, we're going to be checking the rotation and make sure we've got a good envelope and we're not blocking that seat from rotating. So we'll get that check later on.
Yep.
Station Houston on 2 for Ann.
Then go ahead on 2 for Ann.
Hey, Ann, got a request for you. Could you give the flight director console a call when you have a second?
I sure can.
Station Houston on 2 for Zina, and a quick question on packing.
With you on 2.
Hey, Zina, so we were looking at the downlink photos for the packing job from earlier today, so thanks for those on there. There was one area that we wanted to double-check with you. We had one strap that we think is just slightly out of frame, so we'll get a confirmation. The strap is the one that runs along the length of the pallet. We couldn't see it all that well, so just wanted to see, can you confirm is that one connected and secured nicely?
So there are a couple that run along the length of the pallet. There is one that is like across everything, across the top of the ammonia measurement kit, not actually touching the life raft, but kind of going diagonally above it and back. So that's going from the side hatch side up towards the forward hatch and then back. And then there's another strap along the side that is in between the ammonia bed bag 2.0 and the life raft, in between those on pallet 7 and on pallet 5, the EMER air supply. Is that the one you're talking about? Houston, we've got the video camera for you if you guys have good KU.
That's a great view right there. That's what we needed, so we are happy. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for talk at your convenience.
Head on 2.
Hey, Talk. We are ready to support your SOPI activity whenever you would like to get started. Your PD ENG is available on Space to Ground 4, and you are go in step 1.2.
Okay, I will switching to Space to Ground 4 and go for step 1.2. You work.
Station Houston on 2 for Dragon Seat Config at your convenience for step 7.8.6.
Is he on 2?
Hey, Zena, wanted to give you a heads up here. It looks like in your tool gather for what you're working right now, we neglected to get a specific Torx bit that you're going to need for 7.8.6. There's one fastener that needs a T40 Torx. I've got a location for that whenever it's convenient for you to grab that.
Copy all.
All right, copy that. When you get close to that step, just let me know, and I'll give you the location for your T40.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, stand by on working on that strut there, Zena. Give us a minute. Yeah, Zena, so we're watching on here, and the strut you were about to work on right there is actually not one that we need adjusted on there, so we don't want you to break torque on that one. Okay, copy.
Houston Station on 2 for Seat Dragon Reconfig, step 7.8.6.
Hey, Johnny, I bet you're looking for a T40.
No, actually, we're good. I did a deconfig for Crew 10 Dragon. There were 40 fasteners. All the fasteners were T30 that were Torx, and it appears to be the same case for Crew 11 Dragon. So only a T30 is required, just for future reference.
All right, even easier. Thanks for the report.
Houston Station on 2 for Dragon pallet seats.
With you on 2, go ahead.
And if there's anybody from X as experts watching, feel free to get them enabled on Space to Ground so we can just talk directly. But we've got an additional strap here that I don't see. We're working 2.511. I'm looking at figure 44. And this strap in my left hand is going kind of the same orientation as strap golf. I'm wondering if that is a strap we should have removed that I missed, or that wasn't in the procedure to remove, or where this strap fits into the picture.
And copy that. We're taking a look at the figure right now. Give us just a minute, Zena.
Thank you.
Okay, Zena, back with you on here. So good eye catching that one right there. That looked to be a new strap that was not accounted for in the procedure. So sorry about that. Our recommendation for that is go ahead and just flip it to the other side of that pallet, so between that pallet and the Dragon wall, and cinch it up really nice just so that it's out of Johnny's way on there. How copy?
Strap. Yeah, we copy. That sounds great.
Copy that. Thanks, Zena.
Houston Station on 2 for pallet seat.
We're here, Zena. Go ahead.
Hey, Johnny caught me just in time, maybe. I had not yet taken photos of each of the brackets with all of the fasteners before installing the survival kit in place. We're able to get some photos of the fasteners, wanting to make sure that we meet your intention with these photos here.
Yeah, Zena, thanks for checking in on that. Absolutely. We're looking for a best effort from the photos that you can. We'll take a look, and then if we think we need anything else, we'll work it with SpaceX and let you know later.
Okay, copy all.
All right, thank you.
And the only note I would add is that strap 7F2, this is the one closest to C7-2, had a little bit of fraying on it, right where it attaches to the bracket.
All right, thanks for that info right there. Do you think you can get some pictures of that fraying for us in the current configuration?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Zena.
And station on 2 for PMA2.
And go ahead on 2.
Hey, it's Paper. We were just chatting about all of the stowage that's in PMA2. There's crew members, suitcases, and some other items in there in addition to all the EMER light hardware. And then we looked ahead at the schedule and could not find an activity to move all of that. Just curious if we're missing an activity or if that's part of the IDA closeout. Just want to make sure that we're not missing the stowage removal.
Copy that, Vapor. We're checking. Stand by one. Vapor, back with you on 2 for PMA2 when available.
What?
Yeah, so that's a good question right there. And there's a couple different pieces to that. So first off, the EMER light bags that are currently in PMA2, we do have a plan on the day after undocking to get those moved out, so that clears up some space. As for the suitcases that you're looking at in PMA2, Our thought down here was those, that would be a good location to keep those suitcases. However, if you think that it's going to be make it too crowded and in the way, we've got a couple options of where we might be able to put those, or we'll take your suggestion. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
Okay. Sorry, we were thinking that the No 2 Forward hatch would be closed after we leave tomorrow and just wanted to make sure they were still accessible. But if they're going to be accessible after we leave, then I think that's a great place for
it. Copy. Let's double check that real quick. Stand by. Yeah, Vapor, sorry, we just wanted to double check on something. I know with all these changes, we're piecemealing the plan together here. So, but yes, you think that's a good location for those PMA, in the PMA for those suitcases. Our intention is to keep that hatch open. If we do plan to close that hatch off for any length of time, we'll let you guys know and we'll get those suitcases out of there. How does that sound?
Okay, great. Yeah, we just want to make sure that Crew 11 and Johnny had suitcases after we leave. So if after the closeout the No 2 Forward hatch stays open, then it's a non-issue. Thanks.
Yeah, and it'll be one of those situations where it will close it off for the actual undock, but then post-undock, our intention is to open it back up and should be in good shape. But we'll track and make sure we don't get those things sealed off in there with no access.
Awesome. Thank you very much for the double check.
Yep, no problem. Station Houston for Zena or Johnny.
Got you.
Hey, Johnny, just wanted to let you know, if you're looking for a location for that pallet hardware, the 4.0 CTBs, Node 1, Deck 2 is a good spot.
Okay, and what about...
Hey, Johnny, back with you on to Lost Chain of Handover real quick. Can you repeat your last?
Got it. Just wondering, so I copy you want the 4.0 CTB 5204 Crew Dragon pallet hardware to be Node 1 Deck 2. Can I also put the other 4.0 CTB we've been using, and that would be 5043... called contingency seat items, or that can go to PMM.
Yes, sir. You can put that second one in Node 1 Deck 2 as well, and just let you know a little bit later on, we'll have an activity to get those moved back into the PMM. You don't have to do that right now.
You copy all and work. Thanks.
No problem. Johnny, Houston is with you on 2 when available for the check.
Got you.
Hey, Johnny, I just want to give you a heads up here. We do have the ground teams on console that are ready to support the fit check whenever you are ready for that one right there. When you're ready to get into that fit check, that floater cam that you had on was a great view that we were using. We'd love to have that back whenever you're ready to go. Happy to support.
Great. We'll be ready here in a couple minutes. I'm going to get a new battery for that floater cam and find a third person to be the camera person.
Sounds great. Thanks, Johnny. Station Houston on 2 for Zena. When available.
Did you have to?
Yeah, Zena, so remember earlier this morning when you were dealing with that bubble wrap CTB, packing it in there? We noted you said there was a set of bungees inside that bag. We were taking a little bit deeper look on here, and it looks like we've got some updated information. Those bungees were actually not part of the CG config. So we would actually like to get those bungees out of that bubble wrap CTB, if at all possible. I'll copy.
Not really possible.
All right. Appreciate it, Zena. Sorry for the go back on that one.
The bungees are removed and temp stowed in PMA3.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
You bet. I am also temporarily removing the Dragon Ford hatch HDI and the ammonia measurement kit since they stick up above the life raft, since my understanding is we're going to want to check seat rotation here.
Copy that. Happy with that plan. Thanks, Zena.
Station on 2 for seat fit check.
With you on 2, Johnny.
Got it. We're about ready. Do you want to see me in the seat before the seat rotation or afterwards? Or both?
Yeah, Johnny, we'd like both on here, so get a good view of you before the rotate and after.
Okay, we'll get that set up. Give us a few mics.
Copy, thank you.
Send station on 2 for the urine receptacle R&R.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, we're in 4.12, the flush water depress line. It's pretty clear all the way up to where the T-clamp is, and then just aft of the T-clamp up to where the collar is, there's a little bit of discoloration. We also found quite a bit of lint there. We're going to take some pictures for you guys, but just wanted to give you a heads up.
Copy that. Appreciate that right there. We'll wait for the photos and let you know.
And just to be clear, it doesn't look like damage, just discoloration.
Copy that.
Station for Dragon Crew 10.
With Yan, go ahead.
Scott, one of the things on the departure day timeline is a series of pretty detailed photos of the cargo area of Dragon. Since most of that is already in its final config, I went ahead and took a bunch of those photos, and hopefully that might save us some flailing if there's any corrections tomorrow. For reference, it's the activity on my current Optimus timeline, not the PDF version, but the regular one, at 11:50, the Dragon cargo photo, and I just put those photos on SFC7. So that is the final closeout of everything except for the two CTBs that we're inputting tomorrow, and if you guys wouldn't mind getting those over to SpaceX, I would appreciate it.
Copy that. Thanks for that added work there, Anne. We really appreciate it. We'll get those over to SpaceX.
Thanks, and I know that we'll need to redo most of it tomorrow for overviews, just for a final closeout, but hopefully this will catch any discrepancies that we could fix before then. And if you happen to hear back from them tonight about any discrepancies, please feel free to call those up, and we'll get those fixed.
We'll absolutely do that. Thank you, Anne. Appreciate it.
And station on two for pallet seat fit check.
And we're with you, Zena. Go ahead.
Hey, we've got Talk in here helping us with the video floater cam. So let us know what additional views you guys need. And meanwhile, I can take some still photos. This is Johnny in the pallet seat with the seats reclined.
Okay, we're taking a look. Thanks, Zena. Stand by. Yeah, Zena, we are taking a look at this right here. The free floater camera, the image is going in and out, so it's taking us a little more time right now. We don't see the view, but it pops in every so often. Zena, could you pull back the camera a little bit so we could get a wider view of Johnny down to his hips?
I'm pulling back the camera for you now. Thank you.
All right, Zena, that's perfect. Thanks. We are happy with that view. Let's move to the next view on here. We'd like to get a side view if you could rotate over 90 degrees so we can be looking at Johnny from the side.
Work.
All right. Thank you very much, Zena. That was a great view as well. We are happy with that. All good. No further need for video on our end. Appreciate the help with that one.
Hey, glad you like it. And with that, we'll go ahead and get out of the way of the seats and get in a good, safe config for seat rotation, and then we'll have Johnny hop back in. Before he gets all the way out, are there any photos that you would like specifically? We got a good overview shot, but hoping you got all you need from the video.
Checking. Yeah, Zena, so the key shots we're looking at here is a good overview that's basically from head to seat, and then a good profile view. Those are the key ones we're looking for. If you've got those, then we are happy.
Okay, got the overview, but didn't get a still photo from this side in addition to the video, so I'll have Johnny hop back in.
Appreciate that, Zena, right there. While Johnny's getting back in, can you confirm for us if you did the emergency mask buddy check in 12.5?
That'll be in work as well.
Great, thank you. And Station Houston on 2 for Anne in suitcases.
Houston Station on 2, good buddy breathe mask check.
Copy that, thank you.
Station on 2, we'll be ready for seat rotation in 2.511, step 13.3.
Copy that, Zena, we'll be ready.
Houston Station on 2 for the WC activation, are we going to internally at MA or staying on the UPA?
UPA, please.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dragon is in 5.330, rotate seats, section 2, yes pathway.
Copy and standby 1. A couple more words coming your way.
Standby.
Yeah, Zena, just want to make you aware here, on the video that we're looking at here, it looked like there was a chance there could be some hoses in the way. Our recommendation here is to have you in position to be able to watch the pallet so that you can stop any rotation that might inadvertently damage any hardware. I'll copy.
Yeah, so my command to halt seat rotation is on the displays, so I need to be in my seat at the displays.
Yeah, and
my understanding from the procedure
yeah.
is a safe location
for us is either in the seats or out of Dragon. I do see these hoses that you're talking about, and I will just get them Velcroed out of the way. Does that sound like a good plan?
Checking. Yeah, Zena, back with you on here. We're good with you Velcroing those out of the way. Our main concern with the rotation is to make sure somebody could have eyes on the pallet to be able to halt the rotation in time. So if you think you guys can take care of that within the current config that you were in, great. If not, we'd recommend have another crew member have eyes on the pallet just to make sure.
Okay, copy. My personal recommendation is to have us in the seats just so nobody is down here while the seats are rotating.
Copy that. We're good with that plan if you are.
And station on two for the urine receptacle R&R. It is complete, and the number of uses is 88,831.
All right, copy that. Thanks for the count right there. Appreciate your help with that. Got one other item for you, if you have a second, regarding the suitcases that I mentioned earlier in PM2.
Send it.
Yeah, so you helped us out quite a bit right there. Once we started thinking about those suitcases, we realized we actually do want to get those out of PMA2. We've actually uplinked a message. It's number 684. It gives you a location of where to put those suitcases. If you would like to take care of that now, feel free to access the message. If not, we can definitely make an activity for tomorrow to move those. But thanks for the catch. Got us thinking about that one.
Hey, copy. Message 684. We'll put that in work today, so we don't need to do it tomorrow.
That sounds great. Thanks for the help.
Thank you. Houston Station on 2 for Dragon Seat Rotation. We are now in 2, Bravo Decimal 2. We've got Kimia as a floater, so he'll have eyes on, and then Johnny and I will be in seats 2 and 3 for the seat rotation. We've checked all of the locations that need to be clear in 2 Bravo 2.
That's great. Thanks for that right there. We are go for you to rotate.
We go for rotation. Houston Station, we've paused seat rotation. It looks like that 2.0 is touching the seat actuator.
And copy that. 10 seconds to a handover. We'll be back with you right after.
Copy. Houston. Dragon seats.
And we're here, Zena. Your comm is a little broken.
Okay, so we halted seat rotation. The 2.0 orange CTB U.S. ammonia filter bed bag that's all the way towards the seat actuators on cargo pallet 6 was contacting the actuators, so we paused seat rotation. And we took out 3 half CTBs, 3 empty half CTBs that we'd been asked to put in that bag earlier this morning. That did help. One other thing that's going on here is we also had to rotate that 2.0 bag 90 degrees this morning. So the hinge is towards seat 1 on Dragon's port side, the lid hinge of that 2.0 CTB. I think it nominally should have the hinge of the 2.0 CTB facing towards the seat actuators, and that makes the bag a little bit skinnier. However, there was a 1.0 CTB 5036 bubble wrap that is quite stuffed, and so we had to rearrange some things this morning.
Yeah, copy that, Zena. Thanks for all of those. We're actually tracking the same down here. With the current configuration that you're now in, do you think that you have the clearance you need for the rotation, or do you still need something to change?
I think with this current config, with the half CTB is removed from that 2.0, that it would be okay. It's pretty tight. There's about a half inch of clearance between the edge of the bag and the seat actuator. So it's tight, but it's doable.
Copy that. Stand by. We might have a few more words for you. And Zena, back with you. Thanks for the patience. We're just working on getting comfortable with the config here. So at this stage, at this point, if you feel like you have the clearance for the rotation and you think Kimia is able to keep eyes on the clearance, we're okay with that config. If you don't think that that's possible and you think you need a little more room, we do believe that rotating that one bag 90 degrees back to its original config is the way to go. We also recognize to be able to do that, you'll have to undo some of the packing. So I wanted to get your thoughts on, should we go through that extra redo to move that bag, or do you think you've got good eyes up for the clearance?
We've got good eyes for the clearance. I cinched down the straps a little bit, so there's maybe an inch of clearance now. So we'll have Kimia keep eyes on. I think in order to rotate the 2.0 90 degrees, we would have to remove some items from the 1.0 bubble wrap CTB.
Yeah, copy that. We're thinking the same. So if you're comfortable, then we're go to pick up with the rotation.
Okay, copy. Okay, Houston, back with you. We're continuing in 5.330 to Bravo decimal 5, commanding once again. Okay, we're back with you.
Copy that. We're standing by.
Houston, seats are rotated. We did maintain clearance the whole time. It got a little bit tighter as the seat actuators continued all the way to the upright position. Johnny's hopping in his seat now.
That's great news. Thanks, Zena.
And also, Houston, when you've got the bandwidth, we'll take a recommendation on what to do with those three half CTVs that came out of the 2.0 ammonia filter bedrock.
Copy that. We'll take a look. Hey, Zena, so plan for those CTBs. Once we're done with this procedure right here and the seats are back into their nominal recline position at this point, you can go ahead and repack those empty CTBs back where you found it and put the HDI and everything else back. How copy?
Okay. Copy that.
Just for some added essay for you, if we really do get into this config and we have to use this configuration on here, we'll have a different stowage configuration, so those CTBs will not stay in that position. So just giving you that essay.
Okay, copy. I like that plan.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
On 2 for Dragon Pilot Seat, we've got Johnny Fitzek in